Iran's president says that Tehran will never seek permission from anyone to enhance its defense power.
Iran's missiles are for defensive purposes only. We warn the terrorists and their masters against attempts to drag this scourge into Iran. Tehran will not allow terrorism to spread in the region. It is clear that Israelis support terrorism in the region. Undoubtedly, the split between regional countries and the Muslim world, such as the ones between Iran and Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Saudi Arabia, Yemen and Saudi Arabia, and Egypt and Turkey, would eventually benefit Israel.
Speaking at a cabinet meeting in Tehran, Hassan Rouhani called for unity among Muslim nations to curb Zionism and terrorism. He said wounded terrorists receive treatment in Israeli hospitals. The Iranian president added that Tel Aviv arms the terrorists and carries out airstrikes in their favor. He also noted that Zionists, by creating terrorism and making problems for people in the Middle East, have been trying to sideline the issue of Palestine. President Rouhani stressed that the issue of Palestine will never be forgotten. He called on the Iranian nation to take part in international Quds Day rallies that are held on the Friday, which is an annual rally in support of the Palestinian people. The political commentator who joins us from Vancouver to talk about Iran's President Hassan Rouhani and some of the statements that he has made today. Well, Shahram Bahtani, regarding Iran's defense power, obviously there shouldn't be any question there regarding the missile strikes that occurred just recently. I'm sure you're aware of that. And it puts into question why, and I would think that it actually rests now the international community's concern with Iran's missiles, given the fact that they've used it they killed some terrorists inside of Syria. Do you think that, therefore, there won't be any questions regarding Iran's missile capabilities?
I don't think they had any question from the start with, but in response to Iranian missile defense, and it was always worrisome for Gulf states, and particularly Israel, that they were afraid that Iran have a capability to defend itself in case something like Iraq would happen to Iranian. And that's why they're concerned about Iran defense. They're not that concerned about Iranian offenses, but they have to bring something to their people and convince them that Iran is a threat on the international community. And that is why they're being very adamant to oppose Iran in any way that the Iranian could defend themselves.
Well, do you think that based on the action that Iran partook in and showed its capabilities, that now it's going to change the way that the United States and Israel is going to perhaps treat Iran in that area?
I hope so. But in United States is very uncertain. Their foreign policy is not clear. They go by the wimp, and everyday decision is contradicted by other administration officials. But with Israel, I think Iran sent a strong message to Israel that they cannot be bullied like the Syria, that they bombed Syria 3-4 times. And the Israeli are, I think they got the message.
Very well. Thank you for that. Shahram Bahtani, political commentator from Vancouver.